Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Poziom podstawowy. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 20 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i instrukcje do wykonania zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z poleceniami w trakcie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Today we're talking to Sarah Robertson, a filmmaker and director of the movie Arctic Tale. How did you get into the film industry, Sarah?
My friends and I were underwater photographers and we wanted to find a place which would be really interesting. The Arctic had so many mysteries and little-known animals. We were young and poor, but we had a camera. We went to the north of the Arctic and started taking pictures and learning about the place and animals. Then, 4 years later, some TV broadcasters asked us to make wildlife films, and we started making them. Directing them was great. They are often shown on Discovery Channel.
Then you got interested in global warming and made Arctic Tale. Could you tell me something about the film?
We've been working in the Arctic for 15 years, and we've seen many changes. We're impressed by the way animals adapt to the new changing conditions. The film Arctic Tale presents their intelligence and courage. It shows how they find new ways to live.
What were some of the biggest problems you had while you were filming?
Making films in the Arctic is very difficult. For every week you are in the Arctic, you get 3 to 4 good days of filming. Although it's really cold and conditions are extreme, it's actually the waiting that becomes the hardest part of working there. You never know when something is going to happen, and you have to be ready at all times.
What advice do you have for people who are interested in working in the film industry?
Take a camera and just start filming. Don't let anyone say you can't do it.
Thank you for your time, Sarah.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
Today we're talking to Sarah Robertson, a filmmaker and director of the movie Arctic Tale. How did you get into the film industry, Sarah?
My friends and I were underwater photographers, and we wanted to find a place which would be really interesting. The Arctic had so many mysteries and little-known animals. We were young and poor, but we had a camera. We went to the north of the Arctic and started taking pictures and learning about the place and animals. Then, 4 years later, some TV broadcasters asked us to make wildlife films, and we started making them. Directing them was great. They are often shown on Discovery Channel.
Then you got interested in global warming and made Arctic Tale. Could you tell me something about the film?
We've been working in the Arctic for 15 years, and we've seen many changes. We're impressed by the way animals adapt to the new changing conditions. The film Arctic Tale presents their intelligence and courage. It shows how they find new ways to live.
What were some of the biggest problems you had while you were filming?
Making films in the Arctic is very difficult. For every week you're in the Arctic, you get 3 to 4 good days of filming. Although it's really cold and conditions are extreme, it's actually the waiting that becomes the hardest part of working there. You never know when something is going to happen, and you have to be ready at all times.
What advice do you have for people who are interested in working in the film industry?
Take a camera and just start filming. Don't let anyone say you can't do it.
Thank you for your time, Sarah.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
And here's some latest news from around the world. 1. A musician travelling on a train from Cardiff called the police yesterday saying that someone had stolen his expensive violin. When the police stopped the train to catch the thief, they saw the violin under the musician's seat. The man was coming back from a concert, fell asleep during the journey, and forgot to take it with him when he was getting off the train. The violin was made in Italy in 1748, and is worth about €1 million. 2.
200 passengers travelling on a ferry from Ireland found themselves in trouble last night when it caught fire over 20 miles off the Irish coast. The crew of a ship passing by saved everybody on board and transported them back to Ireland. 15 passengers were taken to hospital, but their lives are not in danger. The police are going to question the owner of the company because the ferry was quite old and in need of repair.
3. A man who broke into a luxurious apartment was trapped in a lift for 11 hours. When the lift stopped between floors, the man tried to open the door with a screwdriver, but the lift had a special lock which closed him inside. The man panicked and set off the fire alarm. The fire brigade and the police arrived within a few minutes, but it took the specialists a few hours to rescue the man from the lift. And then they locked him up again, this time in prison. 4.
The Royal Navy's newest submarine hit some rocks near the Isle of Skye. It happened yesterday in the evening while the ship was doing some sea tests. Luckily, no one on board was hurt, but some systems are not working properly. The submarine is the Royal Navy's most technologically advanced ship. After the necessary repairs, the ship will return to port for a closer inspection.
5. Some city centres have become dangerous areas, but in Wellington, New Zealand, they have found a way to reduce crime. Soft classical music coming out of speakers has made the number of criminal incidents fall from 86 a week to 4 a week. People feel much safer, and the young don't get into trouble so often now. If it works, other cities could consider using the same idea.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
And here's some latest news from around the world. 1. A musician traveling on a train from Cardiff called the police yesterday saying that someone had stolen his expensive violin. When the police stopped the train to catch the thief, they saw the violin under the musician's seat. The man was coming back from a concert, fell asleep during the journey, and forgot to take it with him when he was getting off the train. The violin was made in Italy in 1748 and is worth about €1 million. 2.
200 passengers travelling on a ferry from Ireland found themselves in trouble last night when it caught fire over 20 miles off the Irish coast. The crew of a ship passing by saved everybody on board and transported them back to Ireland. 15 passengers were taken to hospital, but their lives are not in danger. The police are going to question the owner of the company because the ferry was quite old and in need of repair.
3. A man who broke into a luxurious apartment was trapped in a lift for 11 hours. When the lift stopped between floors, the man tried to open the door with a screwdriver, but the lift had a special lock which closed him inside. The man panicked and set off the fire alarm. The fire brigade and the police arrived within a few minutes, but it took the specialists a few hours to rescue the man from the lift. And then they locked him up again, this time in prison. 4.
The Royal Navy's newest submarine hit some rocks near the Isle of Skye. It happened yesterday in the evening while the ship was doing some sea tests. Luckily, no one on board was hurt, but some systems are not working properly. The submarine is the Royal Navy's most technologically advanced ship. After the necessary repairs, the ship will return to port for a closer inspection.
5. Some city centres have become dangerous areas, but in Wellington, New Zealand, they have found a way to reduce crime. Soft classical music coming out of speakers has made the number of criminal incidents fall from 86 a week to 4 a week. People feel much safer and the young don't get into trouble so often now. If it works, other cities could consider using the same idea.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
I know that many teenagers think their grandparents are too old to use a computer, but they are wrong. My example shows that it's never too late to learn if you really want to. Some time ago, I decided to buy a book which a friend recommended to me. I visited every bookshop in the area where I live, but I couldn't get the book in any of them. I told my friend about the problem and wanted to borrow his book, but he suggested I should try buying it online. He said he'd use the internet to buy CDs with classical music that he couldn't find anywhere else. I wasn't sure at first, but I really wanted to have my own copy of the book, so I thought, why not? At home, I sat down in front of my computer, which I'd only used for email before. I searched for the book for half an hour. Finally, I found an online bookshop that had it. I was very excited that I could start buying. I read the instructions on the website, but they seemed complicated, so I phoned my grandson. I wanted him to tell me how to order the book step by step. I thought everything would go smoothly, but I was wrong. I wanted to use my favorite word as a password, but the website didn't want to accept it for some reason. My grandson told me to add a number to it, and this time it was okay. I finally managed to order the book, and I just had to wait 2 days for it to arrive. At least that's what I thought. The next day I got an email from the bookshop. It said that I had made a mistake in my registration form. I wrote too many numbers in my postcode and they couldn't send the book. They told me to correct it. I did it very quickly and phoned them to check if everything was all right. Fortunately, it was, but they said I'd have to wait for 2 more days. When the postman came with the package, I was so happy. As the book cost more than £20, the delivery was free, so I gave the postman a £5 tip. I had a real surprise when I opened the package. Inside there was the book, of course, but there was also a letter that said I would pay 10% less for all books and CDs I bought from the bookshop in the future. So for me, online shopping makes a lot of sense, and I will depend on it for buying many other things.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
I know that many teenagers think their grandparents are too old to use a computer, but they are wrong. My example shows that it's never too late to learn if you really want to. Some time ago, I decided to buy a book which a friend recommended to me. I visited every bookshop in the area where I live, but I couldn't get the book in any of them. I told my friend about the problem and wanted to borrow his book, but he suggested I should try buying it online. He said he'd use the internet to buy CDs with classical music that he couldn't find anywhere else. I wasn't sure at first, but I really wanted to have my own copy of the book, so I thought, why not? At home, I sat down in front of my computer, which I'd only used for email before. I searched for the book for half an hour. Finally, I found an online bookshop that had it. I was very excited that I could start buying. I read the instructions on the website, but they seemed complicated, so I phoned my grandson. I wanted him to tell me how to order the book step by step. I thought everything would go smoothly, but I was wrong. I wanted to use my favorite word as a password, but the website didn't want to accept it for some reason. My grandson told me to add a number to it, and this time it was okay. I finally managed to order the book, and I just had to wait 2 days for it to arrive. At least that's what I thought. The next day I got an email from the bookshop. It said that I had made a mistake in my registration form. I wrote too many numbers in my postcode and they couldn't send the book. They told me to correct it. I did it very quickly and phoned them to check if everything was all right. Fortunately, it was, but they said I'd have to wait for 2 more days. When the postman came with the package, I was so happy. As the book cost more than £20, the delivery was free, so I gave the postman a £5 tip. I had a real surprise when I opened the package. Inside there was the book, of course, but there was also a letter that said I would pay 10% less for all books and CDs I bought from the bookshop in the future. So for me, online shopping makes a lot of sense,
and I will depend on it for buying many other things.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.